House Speaker Tom Tillis and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger were all smiles as they stood side by side. Berger spoke first, confirming North Carolina teachers will get a 7% raise.
Averaging $3,500 per teacher, the $282 million invested in teacher pay will be the largest teacher pay increase in state history.
As for the teaching assistants the Senate had wanted to fire,
the budget will also preserve teacher assistant positions, protect classroom funding, and continue to give superintendents broad flexibility to tailor classroom spending to their district's needs.
But wait, there's more. Will there be any cuts to Medicaid recipients, namely the poor and disabled?
We'll preserve current Medicaid eligibility, provide most state employees with a $1,000 pay raise and 5 bonus vacation days.
Pay increases, too, for highway patrol troopers, and North Carolina's state university system will keep its current funding as well. Plus, as Speaker Tillis pointed out, the budget also puts money in the bank, just in case.
We have nearly $700 million in the savings reserve, and we put nearly $186 million in the risk reserve for Medicaid.
So it seems just about everybody got what they wanted. But before everyone starts high-fiving each other, all this adds up to one big bill, $21 billion plus. That's always been the final number for the state's budget. So how do we pay for this? What's been cut? That was the first question asked. Senator Harry Brown's answer dealt with Medicaid.
There were a range of reductions and changes. Some of the rates were changed with respect to assessment. There's a 1% reduction in provider rates.
That's a 1% cut in how much the state pays doctors and hospitals who treat Medicaid recipients. That cut and the slashing of the state's film incentive program to just $10 million a year were the only tangible cuts the group announced. Those combined don't come close to paying for all the added spending in the new budget. In addition, legislative researchers published a study late last week that says the state's recent tax cut will cost $205 million more this year than previously thought. That leaves a larger budget hole than expected. Berger and Tillis say the budget will be published for all to see on Wednesday. A vote in the Senate is expected Thursday. The House could follow suit as early as Friday. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.